You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Breakfast. They're coming to us live from Ōtātahi, the capital of Te Waipounamu, the South Island, coming to us from RDU, I believe. We have Logan Edwards, the ex-music director, member of Chump Change, Anisafa, Beatniks, Emily Esplin Band, Becca Caffin Band, coming on to talk about their new track, Worry, and Life After Music, directing at Radio 1. Good morning, Logan. How are we?
Kia ora, Zach. Long time. No cloud check. How are you doing?
It's been a while, man. It's been a while. Things are pretty chill here, man. What are things like up in the Big C?
Yeah, in my home place of Christchurch, it's a place. It's cool. It's very far away from everything. Everything's far away, but it's pleasant. I'm enjoying the serene flatness opposed to the hillness.
I'm very glad you're enjoying that, man, because very few people do. Is your car okay?
Is my car okay? It's never okay.
It's never okay? Okay. It's from a last year.
Don't ended
on us. Okay, I won't. We've got Lily on standby here in the studio to do some backup questions if need be.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Oh, how are you?
I miss Logan.
We all miss Logan. Mr. Logan,
I miss you guys too.
Easter is rolling around the corner, and Edwards kind of sounds like Eggwoods. What is the best Easter eggs on the market, do you reckon?
Oh, what a great question. I'm going to ruin it, though, because my family never really celebrated Easter, I don't have an Easter egg preference.
Wait.
I like the the small ones you get on like a little one. It's like a little bite size.
Like a little one.
Like the ones that come in like a tray. They're in a line.
Do you mean the marshmallow ones?
No, I think he means the cheapest ones you get from the supermarket.
Okay, that's very Logan. Self-proclaimed king. No, I'm kidding. Self-proclaimed king of the lemurs, Logan. What does that mean?
That was like Madagascar.
Oh, you spelt lemurs wrong.
Of course I did.
This is the roast hour here on Radio 1. Just roasting Logan.
I've prepared for the roast hour.
Life After Music directing, I think I sent you a thing that I got recently, and you still get people sending you stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get people sending me stuff, and they still direct it to Aaron or Dave.
Man.
It's my email.
That's it. I still get it. I get a few Logans here and there. But what do you do? Do you just ignore them? Do you send them elsewhere?
I used to write a letter back saying, "Hey, times have changed. It's time to move on." But realistically, being both the sending side and the receiving side, most people don't bother changing their giant send outs. So they've just got a little thing that says, "Yeah, it's Big Z. It's Zach Attack," and that's always who it's going to be. So I'm going to send it to Zach every time.
That's an unfortunate world we live in, isn't it? Speaking of unfortunate, you've made 13 TikToks and Reels in three weeks, which is crazy. That must take a toll. How do you do that, King?
I've removed social life. It's just me and my dog and my mum. That's how I did it.
What's the name of the dog again? It's like Grizzy, Grizz?
Gazza.
How is Gazza?
Little Gaz, yeah. He's good. He should actually probably make a little TikTok appearance. But yeah, it's been a lot of just isolation, really. Just nothing else to do.
Damn. Fair enough. I do love the sound you've made for all those videos where it's the mid-part hook of the song. There's something and it's all in my brain. And then it echoes out and it delays.
Are those Star Wars effects put in there?
No, that wasn't. That's in the actual song. But that was just a little Logic Pro reverb plugin for all those. It's not. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I enjoyed it too.
The cover of the EP that's going to be coming out at some point features you in heeled boots and a blazer with a white shirt and a tie. I'm going to open this to the floor. Fashion crime, fashion justice.
I was skeptical, but, I let Logan take the creative hold on that one.
With suit shorts, I might add.
Yeah. I was of the opinion that it did look like he was a rugby commentator who just liked a little bit of extra on his feet. But Logan was so sold on this look.
Logan, what do you have to say in your defense?
I went out there, you know, you could say I was in a disheveled place in my life, but I had, you know, I had a power generator, four lamps, short shorts, boots, and a dream. And I wanted to see that dream into reality, and that's what's happened. And it's, you know, it is up to the court of justice to see if I should be, sinned for what I for the crime
and
fashion wise.
Yeah, we'll see what the audience thinks of that when time passes. I guess. I want to talk about the song in depth. Would you mind if I be very verbose right now?
Verbose me up real good.
Okay, I'm going to verbose you up, girl. This thing is really, really phased with a runtime of only 3.5 minutes. After the first minute, it goes into an indie male Phoebe Bridges, as you've just self-described, and gets a little bit more echoey. And then at the 2-minute point, we get that really simple, because it's all in my brain, hook. And then it snaps the song into place again. And that builds and goes into a real heavy moment with a bit of a Dirt Buyer kind of vibe. And these huge cavernous drums and tension-filled guitars. Then a release as you close out the track with just you and your guitar. Are you doing all the instrumentals on here? All the instruments?
Yes, thank you for Dirt Buyer. Oh, my goodness.
Aww.
I'm so flattered. I have Josh Botts doing some piano, and he's going to be featured a lot on the EP. So that's kind of buried in there. But everything else I'm playing. Oh, Sam Charlesworth, my lovely producer friend and soulmate, is doing a bit of synth as well in there. So yeah, it's a shared job. But I do vocals, guitar, and drums.
I just appreciate that it's at 3.5 minutes and there's like 4 or 5 really distinct moments to it. It's not super repetitious. And I really love the big echoey drums at the end. It's a very brave choice. And I think it pays off quite well. Where did they sort of come from, influence-wise?
Yeah, well, the whole thing was like, I wanted it to feel like it was just the feeling of kind of having a spiral of anxiety. And how, you know, and I wanted to express in that short, I think it's 1.5 minutes from when that quiet hooky guitar bit, you know, breaks down to the end and gets more chaotic. I wanted to kind of, yeah, show that in musical form. And the drums, I didn't want the drums to be drums. I wanted them to be like just pulsing kind of rhythmic thing that just builds the tension. I experimented with grooves, like you're putting on the 2 and 4, but it just didn't feel right. And it's especially relevant when it comes to the landing. Like the release actually just cuts the guitar and my vocal, but originally it was going to land like with the whole band, like landing in the one spot, but it just didn't fit and it wasn't as climactic enough as it wanted to be. So with that, I kind of went in the opposite direction. I mean, well, if it's not going to be climactic, it might as well be anticlimactic. But the drums were just kind of meant to be replicate kind of heartbeat or some sort of, yeah, stress-inducing low rhythm. But there's also like a bunch of Millennium Falcon noises in there. Just like I had, so this is like what happens when I have too much time is I just keep adding things and go like, what if there was, you know.
Are those copyright? You got to get in trouble for that?
Disney might chase you down, Logan.
They're not copyrighted. They're recreated.
Do you have any questions for Logan Lilly?
Yes.
Can you hear Lily okay, Logan?
Can you hear me?
I can hear Lily okay.
What are you chewing on a shoelace or something?
Can you stop chewing on that? What are you doing?
Oh, it's the hair. I do that all the time.
Okay, so either you, just to know, Logan's chewing on your headphone cables right now.
I chew on this one I'm wearing right now. Anyway.
The single cover. Tell us about the single cover, because, you know, to show that exasperated state of worry, it's blurred out. You've kind of got you in the middle, but you can't really tell what's going on. What is actually going on in that photo?
I just posted this on Instagram. It is a photo of me dressed as Remy from Ratatouille.
Wait, do you mean the rat or the guy?
No, Linguini. Sorry.
Linguini, yeah, yeah.
With a rat on my head, but it was taken by it was just a kind of random photo from a party, and now it's that. I just thought it had a cool kind of disorientating vibe, and it kind of had some nice colors, and the camera did some cool kind of effects with shapes and stuff. But yeah, but I posted that today and showed that it was originally just Linguini.
It's a good photo. It's a really fun photo. Who took it?
Milo, one of my mates. With a fancy camera.
I mean, it's funny, Linguini is an Italian name, but it's in a French movie. Isn't that
That's so Disney.
Yeah, very Disney.
That's
to get
so Disney.
Everything about the culture they're portraying wrong. This is a question from ads. Are there, you just mentioned before that you've got Millennium Falcon noises in this song, but are there a lot of Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, or
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean references.
Ooh, no, I don't think there are in any of the in this song.
In the whole EP.
In the EP. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm just blanking on it, because it's kind of, it innately runs through me in everything that I do. But I don't think so. But I it's one of those things I'd love to add eventually, is just drop lots of little Easter eggs like that.
You're playing tomorrow in Orthopoti Dunedin at Pearl Diver, in Anisafa, as well as in a solo capacity. But are you also playing in the Emily Esplin band once more?
I'm not.
You're not going 3 for 3.
No, I've taken a new path, Zach. I've decided not to overload myself as much as I possibly could. But you know, Emily's got Seth drumming, which would be awesome.
Cool.
So yeah, it will be a good time, and I'm kind of glad that I don't have too much to worry about. I've got plenty on my plate, and I get to enjoy Emily Esplin as well. I can be in the audience.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any other questions, Lily?
Yeah, I kind of want to know, this song, it doesn't sound like anything that you make in your other acts. It doesn't sound like Anisafa or Beatniks or Chump Change. And going off on your own, I know that it took you a long time to be able to get to the point where you made your own solo music, and you kind of, as you described in one of your TikToks, it came out in a flurry. About a month, you wrote this whole EP. What inspirations do you take, and has it kind of been like you've been fighting to get to your own sound in these bands, or what's that self-discovery of your own taste been like?
Well, Lily Knowles, sorry, Zach's just showed my own face. It's one of those self-discoveries. I wish it was as simple as like I found a sound and secretly found it on my own and went, great, I know what it is now, I'm gonna release it. But it was in a weird way, it's nothing that I wanted to happen, or maybe I didn't realize I wanted it to happen, or I still don't really know what I want. But it was one of the things that I was able to use music to kind of support myself in a time that I really needed it, outside of bands and playing in bands for a while. Like you learn, you know, you just get to learn so many different kind of ways to cut a cake. And yeah, I wanted to experiment with what if I got to be the only one holding the knife, to expand that metaphor. That's how that kind of started. But inspiration-wise, it's a really funny one. Like, I don't really know what it sounds like. And it's really hard to kind of self-perception, because sometimes in the other bands it's really clear where our influences are. Like, even though they become a smorgasbord, like it's like this guy's that and this person's that and rah de rah, but it's like, you know, you can kind of piece it together, but I cannot understand, like, it's really hard for me to see what kind of genre I fit into, which, especially because I used to do a music directing where I'm assigning genres, and it's so weird, I can't, yeah, it's really hard to place where that comes from. But it's fun. It's a whole learning curve. I think I'm enjoying kind of almost the marketing side as much as the music side. Like, just keeping myself busy, to be honest. something to do and
grinding those reels.
I'm quite an obsessive person by nature, which most people who have to work close with me know.
Mm. I mean, the whole song is about anxiety, which is a pretty obsessive feeling and emotion.
Yes, yeah, which is the layers of irony with the song and how much anxiety it's given me is hilarious. I think it's definitely showing in this, the EP and the songs, just kind of, it's me being able to be as perfectionist as I can until someone really stops me or like slaps me.
And what is the main difference between RDU and Radio 1?
The main difference between RDU and Radio 1 is
that we're cooler, but what's the other main difference?
There's like, I think, eight difference in frequency. Everyone's a bit older. Obviously, we're not on campus, like close to campus, so I don't get to see I don't get a lot of the skibbity talk. I'm growing more of it. I'm growing the opposite vocabulary. I'm growing a lot of, you know, I don't know.
You're talking about mortgages and interest rates instead of brain rot?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Marriages and such things. So yeah, but that's kind of different. But there's, I mean, there's lots of things. There's beer. I mean, IDU has beer.
I mean,
what do you got? Radio One. They also
Red Bull.
We were selling. Yeah, you've got Red Bull. We were selling the new ID brew, and then I was trying really hard to make the next brew Logie beer. Like is the beer?
Yeah, you have to convince them. Put your marketing powers to good use.
Oh, that's actually
that would be a real test.
That's a good question. Is that I know that you were very struggling with your name for this project, and you didn't want it to be Logan Edwards. In fact, you called everyone to ask them about their opinion on this. What made you finally go, oh, it has to be Logan Edwards?
I would love. It felt more like a decision. I called 20 of my closest friends, and I got them to vote, and I think it was it was like 17-4. In favor of Logan Edwards, which doesn't tell me my name's that good. It just tells me my other option was really that bad.
What was the other option?
I'm not gonna reveal.
Drake too.
It was one of the Young Logie Slim.
No way.
No, it wasn't.
I wouldn't put it past you, Logan. We are running
Hard Soul Logan.
I was literally going to call you that in a second. God damn it. We are running out of time here on the one. We've got another chat coming up at 10. But I do want to say thank you very much for coming on. As always, it's a pleasure to have you. It's been a while. I can't wait to see you tomorrow and come to the gig and have a good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys,
too. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm gutted that I can't. I'm not at the station when everyone's there, but I'm excited to see you guys at Pearl Diver. And yeah, reminisce. It's so weird being on the side, but you guys are doing great. And such is life. As I spin my headphone cord.
Your chewed up headphone cord. Any final words, thoughts, or opinions, my dear friend?
Opinions?
Oh, where can you find the track? That's probably some good ones.
Well, that can be anywhere, right?
You can find it. You can find it everywhere. Thank
you,
Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find it everywhere. But you know, find it in yourself. Find it wherever. And yeah, stream it and share it. That'd be awesome. I've got a cool music video, or micro music video, I'm calling it. It's coming out midday today, and it's kind of like a cool representation of the kind of anxious spiral that happens at the end of the song. I just taped my phone to the ceiling, so that's kind of fun.
Cool.
Check that out. And otherwise, I'm on top of that this afternoon, and we're playing 4 shows over New Zealand in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, right. Yes. Sorry. All right, thank you so much, Logan. Love you lots. Take care, man. See you tomorrow.
Love you too.
Love you. Bye. That's the first time I've ever said I love you to a guest. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm blushing. Yeah. But you can catch Ani Safa playing Pearl Diver tomorrow. Logan Edwards will be playing his solo stuff. Emily Esplin will be there. That's 9 p.m. Pearl Diver tomorrow. You can find tickets at undertheradar.co.nz. We're going to play the new Logan Edwards track, Worry, for you right now. Any final thoughts, Lily?
I really love this track, and I think Logan's done a really good job, and everyone should go listen to it.
I couldn't agree more. Here is Logan Edwards with Worry. Coming up very shortly, we'll have Nick Fleming coming on to talk about immune systems fighting cancer. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.